This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, fantastic Friday. Let's get to the weekend and get rid of our phones and spend our time with our family. So we're just going to churn and burn through as many questions as we can in this final hour, enjoy ourselves, maybe learn a little, maybe laugh a little, and then we'll check out of here. I wanted to address this heartbreaking one first because I had mentioned this earlier, but I want to bring it up again. Jesse, I am a mom of four and a grandmother of six. Three of my four children are celebrating the death of Charlie. I can't take it. How could they be so blinded by the enemy? Please don't use my name. I know the end times will pit children against their parents. This is doubly painful mourning that wonderful man. If you are a parent listening to me and you have lost your baby to communism, first, nothing is permanent. People wake up from cults all the time. There are former Democrats everywhere who woke up and saw the light. I will tell you, I've seen more than one person say, man, all this celebration of death has me questioning being a Democrat. Don't ever give up. That's one. Two. If you woke up one day and your environment has changed and it is so much more aggressively evil than it was before, I think you need to give yourself a lot of grace for that instead of beating yourself up. If you are older, certainly older than me, but I mean my generation and older, I'm 44 and older, if you are older, you grew up in a much more normal America where you could just send your kid to school. I mean, that's all I ever went to was public school. We couldn't afford any private schools or anything like that. I was in whatever public school was free. That's where I was. And for a long time, before so many of our teachers became fully radicalized demons, you could do that. And even if your kid went to school and got, you know, a lefty bend, I realized that was always there, a lefty bend, they weren't trying to chop their penises off and turn them gay. That the world changed so rapidly, that it accelerated so rapidly, caught so many of us by surprise. Me too. I mean, I know we joke about the whole Oracle thing, and yes, I notice trends and I see things coming sometimes, but it's not like I knew everything that was coming back then and everything that was happening. I still learn things every day, don't you? You learn about this new detail or this new document or this new organization. If you are a parent and maybe you didn't talk politics much or didn't talk politics enough with your kids, maybe you just assumed it was reading, writing, arithmetic, and, oh, well, everyone has to go to college. I want them to have a good job. Everyone has to go to college. And you took out $50,000 in student loans, and you sent Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to college, and now your communist demon child is celebrating someone's assassination. I understand you're looking in the mirror and maybe asking yourself some hard questions. I think you need to give yourself some grace. There's a lot of evil in the world. And as much as we can prepare ourselves and prepare our children, if evil catches you with your pants down now and then, don't make that your fault. That said, now is the time to change that. Now, with our easy access to information, now parents are running out of excuses. And if I can expand on this a bit more, this is something I've ranted about before. Pastors are running out of excuses. No more naivete from the pulpit. No more. No more checking out on the news. I just want to read the Bible. Dude, read the Bible. Yes, good. I'm glad you do, Pastor. Yes. you had better bone up on what's happening around you. And you had better bone up on it because your flock is under attack. And you ignoring the news because it's yucky or hurts your feels does not help the flock stay safe. Wake up to where we are. One side has declared war on what is good, and they most definitely have declared war on the Christian church. Why do you think they executed Charlie Kirk? He was loud about his faith. Why do you think they sent the FBI into the church? All the different places the FBI could have gone. They decided on their own that that's where white supremacy was, and they started sending the FBI into the church. Why do you think that is? They have declared war. Wake up. Turn on the news. Pay attention to what's going on. No more naivete. I didn't know. No more. Jesse, I heard you talking about using an AR for home defense. I was a little surprised you didn't mention a shotgun with buckshot. I am curious why you prefer an AR over a good home defense shotgun. Okay, so first of all, you should know that I am a shotgun fan, big fan. One of my old platoon sergeants used to tell us in Iraq that the business end of a shotgun speaks every language on the planet. Great line. I love shotguns. And as you know, shotgun is my bear gun. Shotgun, buckshot, that's my bear gun. That's for grizzly country. I love shotguns. And if that's all you have for your home, by all means, if someone breaks in to harm you, rock and roll. Okay, by all means. But remember, do you remember when we had Clay Martin on? It was earlier this week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. We had Clay Martin, that longtime Green Beret, on, and he was talking to us about urban warfare, and he was talking about the difference from third world construction versus the construction in our homes. So maybe you're not inclined for that, but let me explain. In much of the world, it's essentially bricks, concrete and bricks. That's what walls are made of. Certainly in poorer countries, that's what walls are made of. In the modern world, U.S., Canada, if we want to consider them modern, no, quit. In the U.S. and in the modern world, your walls aren't what they look like. I know you're looking at something, quote, solid. It's powder. It's powder. Drywall is powder they got to put together. And yes, there's some wood framing in there, but there's not a lot of it. If you ran up to your wall with a screwdriver and you just reared back and jammed it into your wall, the chances it's going to go all the way in are extremely high. You will probably have a hard time finding one of those wooden studs in there unless you have a stud finder, which, of course, I always put on myself and go beep, beep, beep whenever I do it in front of Ob, like every other guy does, just until she rolls her eyes and scoffs at me. You know, that's what we do. Anyway, our walls are made of powder here. An AR round will begin to mushroom and essentially come apart upon impact with something. It's not to say it's not still moving, okay? It's still moving. An AR round is going to begin to rapidly slow down when it hits something, certainly when it hits human flesh. When it hits anything, though, it's going to slow down, including your walls. It will begin to slow down. Buckshot will not. I'm not saying don't use it. Be cautious with a shotgun and buckshot for home defense with what is behind those walls you happen to be shooting at. Where's your kid's room? Is it, by the way, this applies to ceilings and floors when it comes to home too. They upstairs? Downstairs? Are they in that general direction? You might find yourself with a dead home invader and something else dead in your home. It's just, I understand you can afford what you can afford and people believe what they believe, but be careful with what you're rocking and rolling with. Look, I have one of my various guns is a 357 Magnum, which I love. It's a wheel gun. I love it. It's not it's not an everyday carry weapon or something like that. And it is part of how I do things, but even that, I don't know that I'd necessarily feel great rocking and rolling a 357 Magnum down there. It just, look, better than a shotgun with buckshot, but just know your target and consider its background. My old first sergeant, who's probably listening, just got a big smile on his face because he's the one who taught me that many years ago. Do you want someone to teach you something wonderful this weekend? Why don't you sit down with your family as we spend family time this weekend and go listen to a class or watch a class from Hillsdale College? Look, if you're into painting, they have it. Roman history, they have it. The history of the ancient Christian church, they have it. Maybe you want to nerd out on economics. Understanding capitalism is essential learning for everyone, most definitely your kids. Make sure your kids understand free markets, why they're important, how human nature plays a part in it. And Hillsdale gives us this. It is a gift from Hillsdale. There's no cost to enroll. You just go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse and enjoy. That's it. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. You enroll, you enjoy. A gift that Hillsdale gives from the goodness of their hearts. They don't keep all that wisdom inside those walls. They give it to all of us. Go. Something healthy with the fam this weekend. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday. Let us get back to some of these emails, shall we? Speaking of guns, Jesse, I am 56. I've always wanted to learn how to shoot, taking a class this weekend, and then we'll buy a firearm. Any recommendations? I'm thinking of 45 compact. I know nothing about guns. He says, oh, and I don't care what Jewish producer Chris says. You are all right. See that, Chris? This guy knows, so I think he has a message for you.
Why are you bringing this up?
Quit. Anyway, you said you're taking a class this weekend. That's your first step. Step number two is don't pick a gun from what anyone tells you, from what I tell you or your firearms expert buddy tells you. Don't do that. Try a bunch of them and find one you're comfortable with. The most important thing is to find one you're comfortable with. I made a terrible mistake with my wife early on when we were just dating. I'm a gun guy. I have guns. She did not grow up around guns and was extremely uncomfortable around guns. Everyone is when you're not around them. She was uncomfortable around them. I said, well, they're not going anywhere, so you better get comfortable around them. But I understand that people who aren't comfortable around them, she would see, you know, one of my ARs laying on the table, and she's, is it going to go off? People who don't know weapons, they don't know. Now, this is years and years and years ago. So I decided, like the meathead I am, that I was going to get her comfortable with guns. I'm going to get her comfortable, and there's only one way to get comfortable with guns. Handle them, shoot them, learn to use them safely, go out, shoot them, find out it's not just going to go off sitting there, learn about weapon safety, learn how to handle one, and your comfort level will increase, okay? So at least I had the correct mentality. Yeah, remember that 357 Magnum I told you about that I own? Yeah, that's the gun I gave her to fire. Chris said it's a cool gun. No, it is a very cool gun. But it's also a very light 357 Magnum. Let me show you guys something about guns. This is for people who don't know guns. Experienced people will know this. A weapon is going to have a recoil of some kind because there's an explosion going on. Remember, there's an explosion. That's what pushes the round out the end of the barrel. There's an explosion. There's going to be a recoil to a weapon. The heavier the weapon, I'm talking about physically heavy. The heavier the weapon, the lower the recoil, because the weight of the weapon absorbs more of that recoil. The lighter the weapon, the more recoil you're going to have. And combine that with the larger the caliber, the larger the recoil. So the most recoil you can have in a weapon is when you have a very heavy caliber with a physically light weapon. The 357 Magnum I own, obviously 357 Magnum is a large round, and it is a special light 357 Magnum. It's really made for carrying in the mountains, bears, things like that. It's excellent for that. Combine those two factors, that was the first gun I ever took Ob out to shoot. And the noise, the recoil of it, it was, I don't want to put a number on it because I don't remember. I know it was more than a year before I got her back out to ever shoot anything again because I so screwed up throwing her in the deep end of the pool and having her shoot a loud, high recoil 357 Magnum the first time ever. After that, she was convinced that guns are horrifying and painful and she never wants to touch one again. Now, that was years and years ago. She's way past all that now. But that's where young meathead Jesse screwed up big time. If you're just now learning, and I understand there's a real heart for that now that we are aware of just how murderous these demons are, I'm glad you're into it. Start slow, start with a safety class, and then there are so many different kinds of weapons out there, different calibers of weapons, heavy ones, light ones. Some you may be comfortable carrying on you. If you're a woman, yeah, I'm not stupid, I'm not naive, and I'm not making fun of you. I understand that fashion is going to come into play. Is this something you can carry with whatever clothes you wear? Or is this something you can carry in your purse? I know that's part of it. All this gets considered. Don't be in a rush to buy a gun if you're just learning firearms. Test them. Test your friends' weapons. Go to a range that allows you to rent them. Virtually all of the ones I go to anymore have weapons you can rent, different kinds. Rent this one, rent that one. Figure out what feels good. When you find something you're comfortable shooting, that's the best weapon to buy because when you're comfortable shooting, then you shoot more. The more you shoot, the more accurate you get. And putting rounds on target when you're scared, when there's an animal coming at you, when it's dark, when you're in your home, when you're, God forbid, out and someone has a weapon, putting rounds on target is more important than anything else, and you can do that with the weapon you're comfortable with. I know everyone's in a hurry right now to buy a gun. Slow down. Find the one you're comfortable with first. And don't rock a 357 Magnum the first time you go out. Please, please, I'm begging
you. Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
And please stop giving your dog just dog food. Please. Look, James is begging.
Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
When I find out people are only giving their dogs dog food without Rough Greens sprinkled on it, you know what I say?
Why are you bringing this up?
Rough Greens should be sprinkled on your dog's food because it's America's number one dog supplement, and it's America's number one dog supplement because it's the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and probiotics your dog needs to live longer and to go to the vet less. The amount of money you spend at a freaking vet in this country is, it's amazing. If I sound mad, it's because I can't count how many times I've walked away. It's essentially like getting your car fixed. Start your dog on Rough Greens. And yes, they have Meow Greens for cats. At the vet less. Have your pet longer. Go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. That gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. We'll talk some more about other things next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get back to a lot of these. I know you still got a lot on your mind. Jesse, I know like many, I'm still trying to digest what happened with Charlie Kirk. Might take a couple days to really process. One thing I feel is happening is we're seeing another great divide in this country like we saw with COVID. I'm unfriending people on social media because of their reaction to what happened. I'm seeing two sides. One side that is mourning the loss of a man and the fact that he was taken from this world because of his political and religious beliefs, which is 100% wrong, no matter who you are or what you believe. Then the other side, who is celebrating what happened with the list of reasons why they hate him and feel like it's justified. It is a very clear and distinct line. Are you seeing this too? I am, and everyone is. Everyone is. People were noticing. And these moments keep happening in this country. And what it's doing is it keeps shaking people awake to what has happened to America's Democrat Party. They have been completely consumed with hate and the devil. They have been. And no, it's not one or two guys. It's not Antifa and Jasmine Crockett. That's not it at all. That is not what the poll numbers reflect at all. The poll numbers reflect a party that is okay with violence, that has accepted violence, that views violence and death as an acceptable way to move their revolution forward. They have been conditioned. You know, they were always conditionable because they're herd animals, as we've discussed many times before. But they've been conditioned by repeated rhetoric from the elites to believe they are going up against Nazis and evil and Hitler and all the other stuff we've talked about many times before, fascists and all these things before. And because of that conditioning, it has given their conscience permission to kill, or to, in the very least, believe that killing is okay, not that bad, kind of necessary, kind of had it coming. That's why they talk the way they talk. And that's why they speak that way. I brought up this example, but it is a 100% true example. In every war I've ever read about in history, not just modern days, ancient times, the war will be conducted and there will be racially degrading terms thrown back and forth between the two different forces. Depending on whatever your conflict it is, they're going to come up with some sort of a racial term that is degrading to the other side. You know, in World War II, they couldn't just be the Germans. They had to be Krauts or the Huns. Why Hun? Why would you call them Huns? It creates this image of this bloodthirsty, subhuman savage. Why do you do that? To ease your conscience when it comes to killing them. Maybe killing a German soldier, a German young man, maybe that would be something that would be against your conscience. But who can't kill a Hun? If you're in the Pacific, Japs, Gooks, all the other things they used to call them monkeys. Why do you call them that? Why? They're not monkeys. Why would you call them that? Well, maybe I look over and I see a young Japanese man who's 18, 19 years old. Maybe I see someone who kind of looks like me, certainly my age, a human being. Maybe pulling that trigger is difficult. But a monkey? I can kill a monkey all day long. I'll kill monkeys from now to the town. Dehumanizing language is always used to program people into being okay with violence. And I have played it before. I'm going to play the entire thing again. Actually, I'm going to let the whole thing play this time. I want you to sit and think as you listen to this. It's been 10 years of this where Democrats from young, old, if you're watching MSNBC or you're online on Discord, you have had this beaten into your skull for 10 years.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's what this election is about. Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. The rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger to our democracy.
American democracy could end with the election of Donald Trump.
Iowa, apparently short for I don't want to live in a democracy anymore. And the man has declared open season on democracy.
Democracy, our freedoms are what's on the line.
Our democracy depends on you.
It really does, folks. That's no joke.
Respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Every generation has to defeat democracy's mortal foes. That democracy is more under assault today than including in the United States than any time in the recent past. Freedom and democracy are worth sacrificing for.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
He's able to use SEAL Team 6 to execute political opponents, and he says, you can't arrest me for that.
Donald Trump is acting like a Nazi, talking like a Nazi, and now posting like a Nazi.
And by the way, out there, that hat that you keep wearing, that red hat that says Make America Great Again, that tells people that you go along with this. So you might as well just put a swastika on the hat.
Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
Jewish producer Chris dropped this one on me during that, and he's not wrong. Every single person you heard in that was either a member of the media on a major network, or they were an elected Democrat. 10 years of that programming combined with the toxic stew of our education system, combined with the radicalized social media sphere, has created something that we are now going to have to work our way through. Legions of violent Democrats are out there. They teach your kids in school. They're standing over you in the emergency room getting ready to administer medicine. They're your judges in your court case. Yeah. One more segment. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here for a weekend, a phone-free weekend. Please hear me on that. Spend time with your family. Go outside for a walk. Do something fun. Watch sports if that's your thing. I know there's baseball on. There's a big fight tomorrow night. Get with some people. I'm smoking a brisket. What do you make that face for, Chris, when I talk about? Is it really smoking a brisket? How would it not be really smoking a brisket? What is that supposed to mean? It's not an easy bake oven. It's a pellet smoker, okay? It's an authentic thing that pitmasters use, all right? And you know what, Chris? I'm putting it on tonight, and we're not eating it until tomorrow night. I'm going to give it the old 24-hour treatment this time. I mean, you know what? 24 hours. I'm going to pull it off. Ob got me one of those. It was for Father's Day sometime. One of those sleeves for meat. So I'm going to pull it off, drop it in a double layer of foil, which I'll seal up immediately, then put that whole thing in the little sleeve, then dropping it right in a cooler for an hour or two. It'll be just as hot the whole time, but I'm going to give it an hour or two to rest. It's going to be like butter, man. The only problem is my sons are savages. And so as I'm slicing, they wait until I get to the fattier parts of it. And then they just stick their little fingers in there like animals. And they start grabbing it and shoving all the meat in there. I'm busy carving it up while they're stuffing their faces. What, Chris? That's why you man up and get a full-size brisket. Do you have any idea what brisket costs, Chris? You have any idea? Look, it's not friggin' Thanksgiving, okay? It's just, No. It's mini briskets. Mini briskets will be just fine for now on. Money doesn't grow on trees, and I would think you of all people would appreciate that. Jesse, why is it so hard to deport Kilmar? It seems like someone must be paying the most devious Democrat law firm in order to keep fighting this. Who's supporting this guy? Well, remember, it's not about him specifically. He is one of their symbols. Like we've talked about, they create symbols and they will demand you worship them. It helps keep their followers focused on something, going after something. Symbols to worship and symbols to hate. Donald Trump's the biggest symbol they hate. He's the Antichrist, the source of everything. And so now, because they've programmed their followers that that's the devil, that's the devil, that's the devil, whenever they want their followers to be angry about something, they associate it with Trump. It's word association. That's why, remember in the midterms? Remember when Joe Biden ran the midterms? Remember what they ran on? It wasn't GOP stuff. It was mega, MAGA, ultra MAGA, these super MAGA, mega, MAGA, ultra MAGA. They made every part of the midterms about Donald Trump. Oh, you have it, Chris? Yeah, go ahead. Good.
It's mega, MAGA, trickle down. Mega, MAGA, trickle down.
Why do that? It's stupid. Why do it? It wakes their followers up. Oh, MAGA, Trump, that's the one I'm supposed to hate. They do the same thing with ones you're supposed to worship and love. They did it for George Floyd. They know, the elite communists know that importing millions and millions of third world savages has accelerated their revolution years and years and years ahead of where it should be. It is a huge benefit to the communists. They know that. So if they can rally like this and surround one of them, even though he's a horrible guy, a scumbag, if they can surround one of them and protect him, they will look at that as a huge, huge win. Before I continue, it's a good week to support families, isn't it? A good week to find widows and orphans who may be hurting. Remember, that's what Tunnel to Towers does. We just had the anniversary of 9/11, and since 9/11, Tunnel to Towers has been paying off the mortgages for families, for fallen first responder families, for Gold Star families. When dad gets up in the morning, throws on a uniform, and gets ambushed by a murderer, mom, kids, they don't have him anymore, but Tunnel to Towers can help, and they have been helping, and all they've ever asked for is $11 a month. More than 95 cents of every dollar you give to Tunnel to Towers goes directly to its programs. That is unheard in the unheard of in the charity world. T2T.org. T2T.org. Jesse, let's say RFK finds massive evidence of mRNA medical experiment. It was perpetrated on the world. Who's responsible? To the rest of the world, is it America who did this? What would our punishment be on the world stage? There's not going to be any punishment in any significant way for all the people who did evil during COVID. Not on America, not on the CDC. There's not going to be any punishment because the guilt is too widespread. And this happens all the time. If there are too many guilty parties, maybe someone will grab one or two and call them ringleaders and dump all the sins on that one person, maybe if you're lucky. But bringing in everyone responsible, everyone who turned into an evil tyrant, everyone who lied, societies don't do it because there's too much guilt to go around, it's too overwhelming, and they let it go. They just let it go. people love to talk about the Nuremberg trials and things like that after World War II. I've got some rough, rough news for everybody. They got a tiny, tiny percentage of the Nazis. The rest of them took that uniform off, went right back home to the wife and kids, went right back to work. They lived the rest of their lives as normal, functional human beings. That's how it works. It sucks. Jesse, I'm going to ask you about a beaver pelt robe, or if you knew how to whistle by putting two hands together to form a bowl and bringing your thumbs together. No, I can't do that. Anyway, the real reason I called was yoga pants, Jesse. In the name of a just, merciful God.
Please stop this. In the name of a just, merciful God.
Can we put a weight limit on women who wear yoga pants? It's no wonder young men aren't getting married and have kids. Listen, sometimes there's two ways of thinking when it comes to this, because we all know exactly what he's talking about. We've all been out in public and we've seen this gigantic Cape Buffalo in the most revealing clothing in the world with her belly hanging out and yoga pants on. And we all recoil in horror as she buys a Slurpee from the gas station and wonder, how could anybody wear something like that? I know. I get it. I get it too. But on some level, don't you kind of admire the confidence? Imagine, I mean, maybe that is you. Imagine you're morbidly obese. Imagine you're a feminist and you throw on a shirt that shows your belly and the tightest pants you can. In a way, I respect it. I respect what, Chris? They're not held back by what society thinks of them. And I respect that. Now, dedicate this weekend to family, to prayer. Even if you haven't been in a while, get your butt to church on Sunday. Time to wake up. There is evil out there. We will win in the end. I promise you that. Put your phone down. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.